The rate case involves Milwaukee-based We Energies, which wants to raise the fixed charge on customers' bills by about $7 a month. Milwaukeean Jackie Ivey of the group Moral Mondays says a lot of city residents can't afford that sort of hike.
You're looking at a large population of folks who are low income, fixed incomes.
Ivy says low income people can get federal energy assistance aid, but she says the lines are often long. Elizabeth Ward of the Alliance for Fair Utilities says more customer money going to We Energies means less spending elsewhere.
That $7, that's a meal somebody could be paying for at a local business. That's something somebody could be buying at a local shop.
Ward says other parts of We Energies' rate proposal would punish the solar power industry and solar customers. Yesterday, Governor Scott Walker said he didn't want to comment on the rate case ahead of today's PSC meeting. He was asked if higher electricity charges sap the savings from state-led cuts in property and income taxes.
Well, certainly it's part of the reason why we want to keep those costs down, but if we can find other ways to encourage our utilities and others to keep costs down, I think that's important for us because it's one where it has an impact on individuals of ratepayers, but as I mentioned, it also has an impact on jobs.
Last week, Walker's appointees on the PSC, Phil Montgomery and Ellen Nowak, outvoted Doyle appointee Eric Callisto to approve a rate increase for Green Bay utility Wisconsin Public Service. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.